भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय।
ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय।
भारावतारनायान्ये भारावतारनायन्ये भुवो नाव इवोर्धौ सीदन्त्या भूरिभारेण जातो ह्यात्मभुवार्थितः भारावतारनायान्ये भुवो नाव इवोर्धौ सीदन्त्या भूरिभारेण जातो ह्यात्मभुवार्थितः।
Others say that the world, being overburdened like a boat at sea, is much aggrieved, and that Brahma, who is your son, prayed for you, and so you have appeared to diminish the trouble.
Bhara avataranaya anne bhuva nava ibodadhau sidantya bhuribharena jata hi atma bhubartitha. So, Brahma's another name is Atmabhu. He is born from Garbhodaka Sai Vishnu without the help of Lakshmi. Lakshmi was there and she was massaging on the lotus feet of the Lord. But the Lord did not take help of Lakshmi and he gave birth to Brahma. Therefore, Brahma's another name is Atmabhu, born from the father directly, without taking the help of the mother. So, another name is Swayambhu. Brahma's another name is Swayambhu. Swayambhu Narada Sambhu. Kapila, Kumara, Manu, Prahlada, Bhishma, Prahlada, Janaka, Bali, Vaiyasaki, Bayam. Out of the 12 authorities of Shastra, Brahma is the origin and he has been explained as Swayambhu, Atmabhu, like that. So this is the Supreme Personality's omnipotence. He does not require the help of another woman to beget child. Even Brahma, he has given birth to so many children, not through woman, but from his different parts of the body. So, this we cannot conceive because we are materially impaired. We cannot understand this is possible. So, possibility and impossibility does not depend on our understanding. We have to take knowledge from the authority. Here, in the Vedic literature, we understand that Brahma was born directly from the father, so we have to accept it. That is called Vedic knowledge. You cannot argue. That is possible. that is omnipotence. All potencies are there. So, Brahma was approached by the earth, Mother Earth. She felt overburdened by the sinful activities of the demons. Brahma approaches Narayan, Vishnu, not directly he can see, but he can stand on the bank of the ocean of milk, and from there he can submit his petition. And Garbhutuk Sai Vishnu gives his order. So, once upon a time, when the whole world was overburdened, this is the history of Krishna's birth. The earthly planet approached Brahma to appeal to Garbhutuk Sai Vishnu to have his incarnation to diminish the burden of the world. The world is, of course, it is very heavy. We can understand there are so many oceans and so many big hills besides your skyscraper building, and certainly the whole lump of matter is very heavy. But not only this planet, but many other planets, even the Sun planet, it is heavier by 1400,000 times. Still, they are floating in the air. Why? Because Krishna enters in each of them. And each of them, gamavasya, idharayami ahamojasa, Krishna says in the Bhagavad, that I enter into each planetary system, each universe, and by my power, I hold it. It is floating. Why it is floating? Because Krishna is there. The atheist may not believe it, but it is a fact. It is a fact. How? Just like an animal or a man, while he is living, he can float in the air or in the water. That everyone has seen. But if the man is dead, it will not float, it will fall down. Is it not a fact? So, why it is floating? Because it's very small particle of Krishna's spiritual potency is there, that is living it. Big, an elephant, see, he can also float in the water. And the horses, elephant, and what to speak of man. This is practical, because a small particle of the Supreme is there within this body. Dehinasmin yatha dehi, very small part. How much? Small. 1/10,000 part of the top of the earth. So small. It has got so power that it can hold the whole body floating in the air. Yeah. There are very big birds that are floating in the air. Very big eagle. they fly from one planet to another. Their resting place is they start from one planet and they go and rest in another planet. And they lay their eggs while flying. Then eggs also become a bird simply by air cohesion. That's how. So there are so big, big arrangements in the kingdom of God. So it is not very difficult for him to give birth to Brahma or to float this whole universe or the planets in the air. We shall have to apply our intelligence by comparative study. So if it is possible to float a big body, there are many big bodies, the whale fish, it is as big as a ship, still it is floating. Why? That small particle of spiritual entity is there, therefore it is floating. Then, if the Supreme Person enters into a big lump of matter, why it will not float? What is the reason? At least I try to understand in this way. Am I wrong or right? What is your opinion? So, this is called faith. This is called faith. Unless you have got faith, you cannot understand what is Krishna. Adu Shraddha. Shraddha. Yes. Krishna can make anything possible. That's faith we must maintain. That is the basic. That has been explained by Krishnadas Kavidas Goswami. What is faith? Faith means complete conviction. Shraddha shabde vishwas sudhiro nischoy. That is faith. Vishwas. If I say something and if you believe, 100%, that is called faith. That is called faith. Not that it may be or not. No. The Shraddha Shabda Vishwas. Vishwas means faith. Oh, what kind of faith? Sudhira Nishchay. Firm faith. Without any doubt. Nishchay. And what is that faith? Krishna Bhakti Kaile Sarva Karma Krita Hoy. If one is surrendered to Krishna, then his all duty is done, finished. He has nothing to do. Natasya karjam karanam ca vidyate. As Krishna has nothing to do, he has got so much potency that things are done very automatically. Similarly, if you have faith in Krishna, Krishna bhakti kaile sarva karma, then everything will be done automatically. But Krishna will do for him. What is the difficulty there? So this big, big lump of matter, Earth, the planet, they are actually not heavy, but it becomes heavier when there are demons. Demons means material activities. If there is spiritual activity, it remains very light. And if there is too much material activity and materialistic person, it becomes heavier and troublesome. So such time became possible, and therefore the earthly planet went to Brahma to appeal to Vishnu to take his incarnation. So somebody said that avataranaya, to diminish the burden. Just like a bad son is a burden of the father. This has been explained by Chanakya Pandit that stupid son, kotha putri na jati na juno vidya na bhaktiman. What is the use of getting a son who is neither learned nor a devotee? Useless. Kortha putrena jatena. Such kind of son, what is the use? The son who is not a devotee, two things are required. The son should be a devotee or a learner. Without being learned, nobody can become devotee. If one becomes devotee, he is learned also. But sometimes materially learned, not devotee, it happens. So if one is neither learned nor devotee, what is the use of such son? The example is given, kanena chakshusha king, chakshu piraiva kevalam. If you have got one eye, cataract, you cannot see, but it is always troublesome. Unless you get it operated, it is simply troublesome. In many places it is said, Chanakya Pandit, kortha putrena jatena, varameka guni putra, nacha murkha satanapi. If you get one son, very qualified, that is preferred. What is the use of having many sons and all of them are rascals and fools? Nacha murkha satan. So, as a father becomes perplexed when there are rascal sons, similarly, when there are increase of rascal population, the world becomes overburdened. Therefore, it is called, it is said in the Bhagavad Gita, Varna Sankar. Now the whole world is practically full of Varna Sankar. First of all, there is no division of Varnas. Chatur Varna Maya system, Guna Karma Vibhagas. According to quality, it can be done. But people are not interested. They want hodgepodge, therefore they are suffering. They cannot systematically do anything. So when the system of varna and ashrama is destroyed, just like in Western countries, there is no such thing as varna and ashrama. Therefore, the varna sangha, the hippies, there is varna sangha. The Varna Sankar in the Bhagavad Gita, if the Varna Sankar increases, Trishu Dushtasu, Varna Sankara Abhibhavati. When women become polluted, no fixed up husband, that is pollution for a woman, no chaste, no chastity, then this Varna Sankar will come out. And when the world is overpopulated by Varna Sankar, it will become a burden. Therefore, it so became atheist, Varna Sankar, demons, so it was unbearable by the earthly planet. And it is said, yada yada hi dharmasya glani bhavati bharata tadatmanam sijamaham. Therefore, Mother Earth went to appeal, please come and save me, I am very much overburdened. Therefore it is said, bharavutaranaya, diminish. So, 5,000 years ago, Krishna came to kill some of the demons. Not all of them were demons. But next time when Krishna will come, it will be only demons. Only demons, Kalki avatar. What is that stotra? Kesa badhita kalki sharira jaya jagadish hare. So at that time, Krishna will not preach Bhagavad Gita. Kalki avatar will simply come to cut the throat only. That will be preaching. That will be preaching. Mlecha nivaha nidhane kalo atikaravalam karalam. Karal means death personified. Mlecha nidhane. Mlecha means meat eaters. Those who are meat eaters, fish eaters, they are mlechas. Mlecha javan, they are called, according to Vedic. So, people are becoming meat eaters nowadays. There is no secrecy. Formerly, at least in India, the meat eaters used to eat meat very secret. We had seen in our childhood, if somebody will meat eat, it was not allowed within the house. They formerly, rich men, they used to keep Muslim servants as the caretaker of the horse or the carriage driver. So, in the astaval, they would secretly cook some meat and the so-called Babu Jamindar will eat. It was not allowed. And those who are not rich men, poor men, Shudra class, they would go to Kalighat and get one goat, sacrifice there, and cook there and eat, then come back. Meat eating was not at all allowed. The higher caste, especially the Brahmins, they would never touch. Still, in some provinces, in Maharashtra provinces, in Madras, of course they are now taking. So meat eaters means mlecha. So now that is increasing, meat eaters. So when wholesale population will be meat eaters, mlecha, they will not understand anything about spiritual matter, why it is forbidden. Because the meat eaters, they cannot understand anything about spiritual matter. It is very difficult. Vina pasugna, Parikshit Maharaj said, nidvitta tarasai upagiyamana bhavau sadhi chotra mano virama ka uttama sloka gunanu badad virajyati puman vina pasugna. Chanting of Hare Krishna Mahamantra is possible by person who is nirbitta tarasa. Nirbitta tarasa. Nirbitta means finished. Brahmani upasamasram. We have to finish this material business before we can understand spiritual thing. If one has got still inclination for material things, it is useless waste of time for him to understand, try to understand what is spiritual thing. So nirbitta tarasai rupogiyamana. Actually, the holy name of Lord can be chanted by a person like Haridas Thakur, who has no other desire, materialism. But those who are not like Haridas Thakur in the material, bhava-ushadhi, if he chants, then gradually he will be released from this material disease. For them, this is the chance. Actually, it is meant for liberated person like Haridas Thakur. Then why we are chanting? We are chanting Cheta Darpana Marjanam to cleanse our heart, to cure the material disease. See, it is actually released by the liberated person. But those who are diseased like us, they can chant and gradually cure the material disease. This is the basic principle of chanting the holy name of Krishna. Nidbitta tarasai upagiyamana. Upagiyamana. It is chant. Why? Bhavaushadhi. It is the medicine of this bhavarog. What is that bhavarog? Bhavarog, bhava means you become. Means take your birth and again die. Bhutta bhutta praliyate. This is our disease. This is called samsara. All these rascals in the material world, they are simply getting one body and again, when it is useless, no more cannot be used, then you get another body according to the price you pay. Just like when your garment is old, you purchase another garment. So you can purchase very good garment or not very good garment as you pay price. Similarly, to get a different type of garment or this body, you will have to pay price. Price. If you are in higher status of consciousness, then urdhaṁ gacchanti sattvastha. You get your body in the higher planetary system, where the comforts are thousands and thousand times better than this. We can understand that the material comforts in the Western country are better than in this country. Similarly, urdhangathanti sattvastva. We can go to the higher planetary system, we get more duration of life, just like Brahma has got very, very long, millions of years to our calculation. Just like the insect who comes, attacks us at night, their duration of life is night only. Within the night, they are born, they have sex life, and they beget children and increase the population, and as soon as the night finished, all finished. They have got also duration of life. And if you say to them that there is another animal called man, this night is only 12 hours, and he has got day another 12 hours. In this way, 1 month. In 30 days, and then he becomes surprised. How it is possible? Similarly, when we calculate the age of Brahma, we become astonished. How? Such millions and millions of years. Because we, in comparison to Brahma, we are like insect. So, this is scientific. This world is relative. This is relative world. According to our position, you get. The time is also relative. What is present, past, present, future for you, that is not past, present, future for others. So what is past, present for Brahma, that is not past, present, future for us. Everything is relative. And in the creation of Krishna, there are so many relativities. Therefore, it is called relative world. The time is eternal. But on account of our relative birth and death, we make our own past and present. Otherwise, time is eternal. Therefore, for Krishna, there is no such thing as past, present and future. Because he is time eternal. Therefore, he knows everything. Vedaham, Just like you know present everything, there is no past, there is no future. Similarly, for Krishna there is no such past, and therefore he could say that formally, millions and trillions of years ago, according to Arjuna's calculation, I spoke this Bhagavad Gita to Sun God. He did not believe it, because he is relatively calculating past and present. But Krishna is not within that past and present. Therefore, Krishna said that both and you and me, we appeared many times. Bahunime batitani, and you also, but you forget because you have got past, present, future. I have no such thing. Therefore I remember. So in this way, if people become irreligious or not spiritual, the burden of the world becomes heavier, unbearable. That you can understand, I have already explained. This body, you wait, say it is 1 month, 50 years or something like that. But as soon as it will be dead, the burden will, the weight will increase. Is it not? What do you think? The weight will increase, not the same weight. So long people are materialistic, the burden will increase. And so long people are spiritualistic, there will be no burden. So bhara avataranaya anne bhuvo nava ivodadho. Just like if there is a boat, then you can cross over the sea or the river with the help. So when you are Krishna conscious, then you can cross over the sea of nisans very easily. Bhuva nava ivo udadhau sridanta bhurivarena. Bhurivarena, very heavily burdened. So she was lamenting, "My Lord, save me." So the conclusion is that if people become simply atheistic or materialistic means atheistic, and then the weight of the earth or any planet will increase and the situation will degrade and everyone will be unhappy and there will be restlessness. And at that time, Krishna comes, he says, yada yada hi dharmasya glani bhavati. So at the present moment, actually it is overburdened by the material activities. So Krishna has descended already. Nam rupe koli kale, Krishna avata. Krishna has taken his incarnation in the form of Hare Krishna Mahamantra. So if people take to it, chanting Hare Krishna Mahamantra, the present situation of the world can be favorable for our living, and atmosphere will change. Therefore, the Krishna consciousness movement is meant for this purpose, to give people relief from all these burdens so that they can peacefully live, understand the value of life and become spiritualized. So they live peacefully in this life and go back to home, back to God. That is the mission of Krishna consciousness movement. Thank you very much.